Asprey Golf Club are this week's Cheshire Silt 106.9 Club of the Week, after they became the first golf club in Cheshire to have their Women in Golf Charter certified by the RNA and England Golf. It's a club that will celebrate its centenary next year, as club chairman Phil Richards explains.
The club started in 1922, so we're very excited that next year we are 100 years old. That'll be towards the end of April next year, so we're doing a lot of preparation for that centenary. So on top of all the work we've got with running the club generally and the pandemic, we're doing a phenomenal amount of preparing for hopefully having a lovely celebratory year next year. So everybody's looking forward to that. But the club itself, it was a 9-hole course till about 1969. And then the club bought some land off an adjacent farmer and gradually expanded to the 18 holes we've got today. So it's a challenging course. It's a parkland course. The canal sort of picturesquely dissects it. And then we have water coming into play on about 6 or 7 of the holes. We've been investing in the club. We've got, 630-ish playing members, probably just nudging 800 in total with all the social members. Everybody thinks golf's all old, something I won't say, but, it's not. We all play golf together and we all enjoy it and all get in there and enjoy it together. But the key thing is last year, even with the pandemic, we still managed to bring in quite a lot of new members. Every year we have people moving away, all that sort of thing, but we still manage to recruit more people to come in. We want to be a real welcoming club. We want to be there, ready to receive anybody.
After becoming the first club in Cheshire to sign the Women in Golf Charter, Asprey Golf Club are committed to driving participation among women and girls and ensure there are opportunities for women to pursue a career within the golf industry. Anita Pepper is the lady captain and has been a member at the club for over 18 years.
The Women in Golf Charter, it was set up in May 2018, originally by the RNA governing body, but in conjunction with England Golf. It's part of a global drive to increase the number of women and girls participating in golf in general. And by achieving that charter, we could show that we could encourage more girls and women to play and join clubs, that we could inspire families to enjoy golf as a group leisure activity, and that we could open up more opportunities for women to work within the golf industry and focus on a bit more of a gender balance. We've had to meet certain criteria to show how we do provide this inclusive culture. We are fortunate that we have over 100 lady members and 7 or 8 junior girls, and we actively promote pathways for women and girls to progress within the club in all aspects of playing golf and administration. We're lucky to have a female golf professional and proportional representation on the board. Roughly about 20% are ladies actually on the board. We offer a comprehensive calendar of competitions with golf events for all levels of golfers and all genders. We have a great social calendar of events planned throughout the year. We are immensely proud to be the first in Cheshire. There's also a lot of opportunities for other clubs to benefit from a wider membership group and, again, help promote women's inclusion into golf in general. Yeah, very important.
Lauren Oleksik has been playing at the club since age 12 and is now head assistant professional at Asprey.
It just shows the passion in developing junior golf, ladies golf, which is fantastic. There is that stigma, of course, of golf, and Asprey really is overcoming that stigma and really trying to show everybody that it isn't, and it's such an inclusive sport, and any junior, any lady is more than welcome, and will be met with open arms really and supported. So I think it's really important to show how passionate Asprey is in the development of junior and ladies golf. Joining the club at 12 years old, once I hit about 15, 16 years old, I actually started playing for the ladies team. which was fantastic. A really great step forward to really help. Again, we've been quite young, really included with the ladies. It was great. They took me under the wing. From there, I went on to break the course record. And then from there, I turned professional at the age of 19. And I've just gone from there, really. I've been qualified for about 6 years now. And it's great. I'm still involved with the juniors to try and bring more girls in. There wasn't many when I was that age, and I think it's great to try and really bring the girls along and get them feeling included, and to get a small team of them, really, so they can all play together. And but I think it was really great of the ladies to really kind of accept me being young and really take me under the wing and help me and really bring me along, really.
Away from the fairways and the greens, the club usually hosts a busy calendar of social events. And while they may have been paused due to the lockdown restrictions, the club is already making plans for when they can return, as Director of House Alison Coggan explains.
You can come to Asprey on any day of the week and play social golf. But if you want to play in a ladies' competition, predominantly it's Wednesdays and Saturday mornings. And informally, after playing a round of golf, then the format, it's not compulsory, but the format is usually the ladies want to go and have a sandwich and a cup of tea or a glass of wine or whatever afterwards in the clubhouse. Similarly, the men's main competition is normally on a Sunday. There is other competitions during the week, but Sunday is the key day. And likewise, once they've played their round, they tend to want to come in and have a sandwich or a pie and a pint, that sort of thing. So there's lots of ad hoc social going on in the club. From a formal perspective, we will have, on a normal year, pandemic apart, we will have ad hoc social events. And a lot of that links to other things that are going on. For example, fingers crossed, all being well, and if the dates go according to what Boris is aiming for, we could be open for business as usual from the 21st of June this coming year. Now, according to my sources, the Euros football kicks off on the 22nd. So if we're allowed to, you know, one of the things we're looking at trying to do is running some football events in the club. Selling some tickets, having people in for a few beers, serving a bit of food. And we might even theme that, for example. So if England are playing Spain, we might do a tapas event. If they're playing Italy, we might do lasagna and chips or something like that. So a bit of fun, a bit of social. People can get as involved formally or informally as they like. Obviously, added to that, we also have the formal side of the golf club, which is great fun and people can be as involved as they wish. We have everything from our formal annual dinner, which usually involves black tie and a speaker, which is a great event, moving through to things like Lady Captain's Day, President's Day, Men's Captain's Day, which involves formal competitions, a bit of silverware, and you get your name on the board in the entrance hall if you're lucky enough to win a prize. That usually involves sometimes a formal sit-down meal, but sometimes it's a barbecue or a hog roast on the patio in the balcony outside. So an opportunity again to socialise. On the back of that, we also will run other events for members. So christenings, weddings, birthday parties, you name it. We're open to cater for whatever we can, with entertainment, without entertainment. We have a social committee and we put together events as we feel, you know, we can support them. On the whole, they tend to be sold out very quickly. Again, because of our centenary coming up next year, we're planning a few big formal events, one of which will be a summer ball in a marquee. You know, get your tickets here, book early. We want to encourage local members and we want to support local businesses.
They may not have been able to be on the course at times over the past year, but the club have used that opportunity to keep on making improvements. On and off the course, it's a club that is striving to be the best it can be.
We have a plan, a vision, you know, something we're trying to achieve. And what we want to achieve is we want to be the best club, best golf club in our area. So we want to have the best course and the best facilities and the best welcome. And that's what we're trying to sort of work on going forward, just constantly trying to improve those. And the The centenary is a fantastic opportunity to both demonstrate all that and also build on it. So as part of the centenary, there's been a committee working for the last couple of years that's just coming to sort of its crescendo now of ideas of things we can do. So like the summer ball and the obvious ones, we've got Hickory Day and all that coming up. So some old golf, some new things, probably a competition that embraces the whole club and brings every section together. So there'll be some things we haven't done before. But then we are trying to move the club forward, set it up for the future whilst we celebrate our past, try and respect the past, look after those traditions, and gradually tweak them as we go forward and modernise ourselves.
Listen, you don't need to commit up front. We have lessons, we have starter packs. You can have a lesson on your own. You can have a lesson with a group of other ladies or other girls and boys. Just get in touch. Give us a ring. Walk into the pro shop. You'll get a smile. You'll get a welcome. Come and have a starter package, which doesn't commit you forever. If it's not for you, that's fine. If you want to be a social member, we'd be delighted to have you. If you want to come and play, that would be even more fantastic. We'd welcome you with open arms. Come and see for yourself. Don't have to commit. It's not about paying a massive sum of money up front. We have a ways of paying in instalments if you want to become a permanent member. Everybody's welcome.
We've got a website and they can find all the details on there, which is Asprey, aspreygolfclub.com. And then, but if they want to email us, that's fantastic. So admin@aspreygolfclub.com is our office email address. And from there, straight away, the admin staff will fire it round whoever needs to. And we've had somewhere around about 10 new inquiries this week for membership. We get back to everybody within 24 hours and start the process, and very much welcome them into our club.